All right, so Jim and Dan, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch that gentleman's name. Brian. Hi, Brian. So they will be kicking off our most beloved event of the year that everybody within the sound of my voice is so excited to do. I know I'm excited to be here. And whether you're on your first one or your 40th or whatever, this is just that magical time where we come together as a big, happy trivia family and introduce new generations to this contest. And I'm very excited that Dan is going to have to see what we do around here for his first trivia, too. So, good luck, dude. This is KVSC's Camp Trivia.
Goat Posse.
Well, it's 7:05 in the a.m., and it's a wow 43 degrees on the old Camp North Star weather dial. And that is kind of nippy for a June 25, isn't it? Whew. I'm Trooper Harrison.
I'm your head counselor.
And this is my wake-up show. I'll be coming at you every morning about this time, hoping to make your summer camp experience the best available.
Now, full disclosure, I've never been to camp.
Promising start.
But I've seen a lot of camp movies, so we're fine.
Guys, everybody listen up. Just a few notes about our camping retreat tomorrow. We're all going to meet here and leave as a group at 6:45 a.m. promptly.
What portion of this camping trip will take place outside?
All of it.
Why are we doing this?
Camping sounds fun.
Camping sucks.
Well, we've packed you a small bag with some of the things we thought you might need.
A tent is a tent.
Why do I need rain boots?
To keep out the rain.
Should I bring both a rain hat and an umbrella, or will one or the other do?
Poncho?
Forget it. Stupid question. New sleeping bag?
Extra socks?
No, just a pair of khaki shorts and some hiking boots.
They should make hiking boots with a compass in the toe.
Why don't you pack some important stuff, like taco roni?
I packed you some cheesy poofs and happy tarts. And I know it can get scary up in those woods.
Maybe we'll see that tree or deer that we're about.
And there's a fire pit we can sit around at night. We can catch up on each other's lives, laugh and cry, and just bond the crap out of each other.
But just remember, Mommy's not far away.
You in?
Pass.
We've arrived.
Arrive where?
Welcome to Camp Crystalline.
Nope, not that one.
In a few hours, we'll stop, make camp. Have a little supper.
Oh, I've been here 10 minutes and it's unbearable.
Oh my God.
I get the feeling you're not too crazy about being at camp.
Trust me, I'm not a big nature girl.
I'm not exactly the outdoorsy type myself, but just give it a chance.
Greetings, campers.
Don't worry, guys. I want to reassure you, this will be a normal summer.
And we're all here to learn, to grow, and to just plain have fun.
Do the bunk bed thing. Make some lanyards. Catch a fish.
Go home early because some repairman got electrocuted in the swimming pool.
I know that camp is definitely all about having fun, and I can whoop it up as much as the next guy.
Whoop, whoop.
But this year, I'm boys' head counselor, which means that if I see some unsanctioned camp activity, I'm going to have to report you.
Okay, who are you tattling on?
The boy, Jason.
Jason!
Good call.
But if I don't see it, then as far as I'm concerned, it didn't happen.
Greetings, fellow troopers. Who's ready to have some fun?
And who's ready to learn some self-reliance?
Huh?
We're going to start by building our first fire.
Go ahead, George, light it up. I brought you matches.
Yeah, you want a match? My face and your ass. How about that, friend? I mean, your ass and my face. What's up?
We had a cooler full of snacks on the bus. I'm so hungry I could eat at Arby's.
I was, branching out, that's when the cannibalism started.
I think we need to try a piece of human flesh.
Okay, how are we gonna do this?
It's a dead body.
Sold!
Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine? No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste.
Your body needs fluids now, lots of them.
There's beer fluid.
What about all that wet stuff in it?
We sat and drank with the sun on our shoulders and felt like free men.
Man versus nature, the road to victory.
Oh, it's a deer.
They really let you shoot stuff in the Boy Scouts?
What the hell are we supposed to use, man? Harsh language?
I got it! Coming right for it!
Jesus, Brookman, you got him!
Damn, nature, you're scary!
For me, nature's one of the neatest things on this planet.
Great hiking trails all around there.
So what are you gonna do there?
Mostly kayaking.
So there's kayaking? Well, no.
Parasailing?
No.
Wakeboarding?
No.
Maybe later we can do a hike.
Oh, I don't really hike.
Do you swim?
Not willingly.
Maybe then backgammon, board games.
Oh. Okay, guys, back to camp.
Wood carving.
It's arts and crafts time.
Maybe finger painting, you know. Scrapbooking.
I got good news. We're extending arts and crafts time by 4 hours today.
Man, I love this place.
I wish I could just stay here. Just be here forever and ever.
I shall create fire.
How has fire improved life at camp?
Fire is cool.
Because fire is the stuff of warriors.
The ingredients for s'mores. Chocolates and marshmallow vodka.
Hey, Lord of the Flame. Hell's on fire.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Legend of the Beast goes back a long time.
I'll tell you this story. A story that might save your lives.
Legend has it that Jason saw his mother beheaded that night.
Forever.
A single human being hanging out with my friends.
I'm a changed man.
I am nothing but a human onion.
I'm also a human being.
In my small way, I am a woman of the world.
Together we're gonna change the world, man.
Kumbaya!
Let's gather around the campfire and sing our campfire song.
Does anybody here know any good campfire songs?
My eyes itch.
Anyway, here's the Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day we're gonna never bring it back to you.
Everyone move quietly. We are about to begin our first hike of Camp Trivia, 50 hours in the great outdoors.
You smell like dirt and fresh air, and it makes me sick.
Now, over in this clearing, an ancient ceremony was performed once a year using a very tall tower.
You sound like my father.
They say all that's left is an inscription on an abandoned concrete anchor.
What does it say, dude?
KVSC FM and HD St. Cloud and KMOJ HD3 Minneapolis, St. Paul.
No more scary stories, Jake.
Just one more. The headless stockbroker.
Anyway, let me introduce you to your camp counselors for this outdoor adventure.
Yeah, mother asked me to come. She was afraid you didn't pack enough underwear.
First, sporting his brand new camo print Chuck Taylors with Kung Fu grip, KVSC station manager Dan Seeger. And next, based on his name and height, you would swear he was a large woodland creature. KVSC program director Brian Mose. And a man who dreams of happily interacting with the old 96er, KVSC operations director Jim Gray.
Meet.
All right. I don't know how many of you remember that particular issue, but yes, there was an issue with me and Meat in Trivia's past. Here we are, 45th annual Trivia Contest here on 88.1 FM KVSC. It is Camp Trivia, and it is, as tradition would hold, the leadership of our station, Dan Seeger, our station manager, myself, Jim Gray, the operations director and student program director, Brian Moe is here to get this thing going. Any comments, Dan, before we get this thing going?
I think it's time to play some trivia.
I think it is. Here we go.